The decade is over. We made it. The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming. My name is Trevor, and I have a four-year-old and a two-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a nine-year-old and a six-year-old.
So we survive. We transition into the 2020s.
2020.
We survived the teenage years. We've made it. Best part, my favorite comment that we had in playing for the show is like, oh, we could have a conversation about games we played this decade before we were fathers, and then afterwards, right. To which he replied,
that's a good 7 months.
I forget the distance of ages, because for me, like, mine came just like right in the middle.
Right.
Like a four. Yeah. I mean, my oldest is a four, so, and he's turning five, so like call it about half decade, right?
Right.
And so mine gets split. But you were already like, you were in the trenches. Like, you were.
This
like
is it. Yeah.
Well, this is your decade of fatherhood.
Now you got me feeling really old, Trevor, because if we do this again in 10 years, I'm talking about like my kids are out of the house, they're in college, university. I'm probably penniless.
Can you imagine all the games you'll be playing? Like, it's like,
well, there you go. Maybe they'll be game designers at that point, and they can make me games all the time or get me inside info, hookups.
Well, I think about that too. Just like as these decades go on, like I think the inevitable future is, like I think about retirement sometimes, in so much as like that's going to be a lot of time to play games. Like right. If I look at my parents or even other people that I knew that kind of retired, like the amount of free time they do have. And like the medium of which we enjoy so much, if we're still into it, like, man, all that free time to play games.
Yep.
Be like that streaming.
I'm for it. Let's do it.
Oh, I can't wait. It'll be the best thing. We'll be like streaming grandmas or grandpa. We'll be like the screaming streaming grandma.
Yeah.
Editor Skyrim stuff.
She's still going too. Let's do it. Get ourselves into games.
So here it is. So we were having some conversations about it, and we didn't really want to get into. Everybody has a list. There's tons of really great lists out there for games of the decade. Like, here's the best games that span the entire 10 years. And I didn't think really we wanted to get into... We discussed it. It wasn't so much about, let's rank our games. Because I think, well, a couple things. Firstly, a lot of it would be overlap with games that are out there already. And more importantly, too, it's just, especially in my case and a little bit in Jeff's case as fathers, like, we haven't played that many games in compared to the lists that are out there. So it's
I thought
would be more interesting is we're going to, without looking at lists that exist or kind of cheating by looking at, you know, what was released on which date, it's like, what games do you remember having an impact on you?
Right.
Either like you kind of play with your kid for the first time, or like this is one before my kids, or while I had my kids, this is what I was playing, or just as a dad, like what memories did you have of games you'd play? Which games of the decade on you made an impact, even if kind of unrelated to kids? And then what we'll do after that is actually kind of go through some of the lists out there. Just as kind of then
see what we missed.
Yes. It's like, oh, right, that was a game. I forgot about that one.
Right. All right.
So we found a couple of lists, like two from professional websites and actually one from a forum that just had random people kind of spouting out their 10 from the decade, which I'm really interested to see. But Jeff, as I understand it, you thought about it.
Yeah.
And you had a list of, was it 10? Games that you remember from the decade?
That I remember, yeah. It was delving into the old memory banks
that's such a dad way to say it. It's like, what games do you remember from the decade?
Pepper Farm remembers. I went back in my mind and just kind of thought about it a little bit. And seeing as I always had kids this decade, I'll do like, I have games from the PS3, Xbox 360 days, and we'll move towards the future. So... my first one was Last of Us. That game was beyond anything I ever experienced on the PS3. It just left its impression on me forever. I'm awaiting the sequel that's coming out this year. That's how long it's been.
Jeez, that's
it's
right.
It's been a long time since that story wrapped up. So
yeah, and that's been a persistent one with you. Like ever since we talked, like whenever it came up on Big Sale or Free Game of the Month or something, like... that always hit for you. So that's definitely been a recurring theme with you. Last of Us. Excellent choice. Sure. Good start.
One that was kind of spanned two generations, Grand Theft Auto 5. So I bought that for the PS3 and PS4 when it came out. on there. So wow. That was a long time ago when I had babies and I could run a gun without scaring them. So
that one. Wait, Grand Theft Auto 5 was launched on
PS3 and Xbox 360.
So it's 10, hold on. Grand Theft Auto 5 is 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, 2013 it came out.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That's not much better, though.
No, it's not, because it was re-released, right? So you think it's been out, like, almost younger than what it is, but it is an old game. So
damn, that's stunning. Oh, I would have never... Yeah, we are old. My God. 7 years that thing's been cranking. And it's been... What's crazy about that, like, it's been relevant the whole time.
Absolutely, and on number one top-selling lists each month, it's always up there in the top 10. So I don't know how it does it. No idea.
Property. That's unbelievable. I still haven't played it.
So you're one out of there that you could buy it, put it back in the top 10 list.
This is going well. So I haven't played Last of Us.
Okay.
I haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay. You had number three? You haven't played that?
I really do. I'm excited about this.
It's actually Assassin's Creed Black Flag. So that was on PS3. Again, remastered for PS4. But that I had never played an Assassin's Creed game since the first one. And that one got me back into it. Like the whole pirate theme, the ocean, and sailing the seven seas, busting up stuff. It was great. Loved it.
And that was such a fresh injection into that series too. Like people just adored it. I think people were so tired of it year after year and could care less about the whole mythos of it all of a sudden just this amazing, the best pirate game that's ever been released.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, still. That's great.
Yeah, so. I haven't played it.
No, okay. All right. Well, let's do number four. I think you have played it.
I'll be so impressed.
Well, number four.
We got through to 10. Yeah.
Mass Effect 2.
Hey, there we go. Okay. I love that one.
Spend many hours with that one. And just like that game with the decision trees and this whole sci-fi thing. I'm very big into sci-fi. So having a role-playing game in that universe was awesome. I missed out on the first one because I wasn't an Xbox owner. So I didn't have the first one under my belt. But the second one grabbed me. So didn't really get into three. I don't think I finished three. But two, for some reason, just held my interest for over 100 hours.
Yeah. I know there's some disappointment with the third one, but as a scope of a game, like 1 to 2 to 3 and how decisions you made in the first game carried over in some way towards the end. And again, I know like the way that it all ended, people weren't really excited with how much it actually reflected your decisions through, but like the ambition of that, where like you have decisions that follow through on multiple games across so many years, and man, the storytelling, the emotions of it, like I can remember one of the funny dad moments we had I think on 3, after it ended, like I actually called Gavin, who friend of the show, was a one of the gaming dads when we started out. Like, I called him and I had to go hang out with him because I wanted to talk about it. It's like, I can't, like, I need to speak with somebody about this because there's a lot to process. And we did, though. We went for, like, this big stroll. So that was, awesome. Awesome ad for sure. Mass Effect is specifically 2, like, that great pull. Great choice.
You've played that one then? Yes.
I have. Okay. I played that at least. So I'm in there. Right. I'm fresh. I'm hip.
That was it for the old generation. For the new generation, just again speaking kind of like my top 10 that I could remember, Witcher 3, obviously. I don't think that's any surprise to anybody. Barely just finished it. I don't know, there's more quests that I have tracked down on YouTube since the Netflix special came out. I dove back in and I saw a lot of other people did. I think it's hit its highest Steam player count ever.
Over 100,000 concurrent, I think.
That is crazy that a show can kind of kickstart that again. So I was back in that world. You should play it one day when you have time, maybe when you're 60. We'll see.
It keeps coming up. I think I have it on Steam wish list, which I've never updated or touched since they launched it. And every time it's like, hey, it's 75% off. I'm like, probably. I've got time for this. Excellent ad. That was one of those, everybody was so happy with that studio at a time of microtransactions and kind of lousy AAA studios lousy titles from AAA studios.
Yes.
CD Projekt Red, I think it is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. came out with this thing and people just adored it. So like that, I think that's more than just an amazing game, is an amazing story. Yeah, like what a great success for gaming. So that was so cool. And now it's an awesome Netflix series.
That's right.
So I'm looking to dive into that actually. So
yeah, it's a good one. Next game I actually got in with my kids when they were kind of young, because it had robot dinosaurs, Horizon Zero Dawn. So that one was a new, brand new IP, and from Guerrilla Games, and they just knocked out of the park on that one. That was an awesome, technology in it is crisp. The graphics were just astounding, everything on screen. And it was just a fun story to play. And it was so interesting. It was like this post-apocalyptic world, but it wasn't your usual brown and grays. It was just everything had regrown and you had these robots. So awesome game. I loved it. Couldn't put it down. So even got the DLC, which is again, fantastic with the snow, and my kids were blown away by just, you know, the robot dinosaurs, and they had me cheering to get the next one. So that one is a great one to play too.
Yeah. Exit Pulp. That's, I own it. That's on the list.
Yeah. I figured you would own it.
That's on my dad list to play. So I'd like to tackle that one this year. Yeah. I'm excited to get through that one. So that looks fantastic.
Okay. Good. Uncharted 4. That's my next one. Excellent. That series in general has been insane. Yeah,
I think you could broaden that to say just Uncharted.
The series, yeah. Absolutely.
That series of game is just, it's hard to imagine that it exists. Like, it's just so crisp and amazing. So why did you add it to your list, though?
That one was, it kind of satisfied my quick action pick up and play. Couldn't really show that one in front of the kids, but I got in there, and I've been following Nathan Drake since the beginning. And to have that evolution of the character and the visual fidelity on the PS4 was nuts. And they always give you these huge set pieces that you never think that they could raise the bar for the next one. And they always seem to manage to do that. They push it further and further and further with some magic that they do. So it's just this saga that did end in a very satisfying way. And I hope they leave it at that, because it's very well done. And it's just this whole complete project of this character. So definitely recommend, and I, again, one of my top ones. But my next one is a little unknown gem, Stardew Valley. So
yeah,
who's
ever heard of that one? Yeah.
That one was actually the first one where my wife picked up and played every day. She had printouts of how to farm certain things, who to give gifts to in the little villages. She was all into it. I found myself with my family in the front of the screen, all gaming together. So that was one that pulled us all together. It was very wholesome, and the pixel art was just very charming. So that was an actual great surprise, and I cherish those moments. Those were good ones.
Yeah, just like those. And again, like what I like about your picks is so often they're just amazing stories from the gaming world perspective, in the sense I believe that was just one developer that built it, right?
Yeah, one guy, 4 years of his own sweat and blood, and now he's still updating it. He's still pushing it out himself, so.
Yeah, this is a beautiful title, it's incredibly accessible, cute little graphics, great little game loop where it's not blood gore, it's not action, it's not microtransaction to death, it's just this great little farm sim that just span generations of people seem to love it. So yeah.
For $14. $14.
I guess it never was more expensive, was it? It's fairly
No, he's kept it the same price, if not discounted a little bit. So I encourage everyone to go and at least give it a shot.
It's pretty cool. You've bought it for a few times, haven't you?
Oh,
a few
different systems. It's now on the Switch.
All the systems.
So the next one is no stranger. It's the new God of War. That one held my attention. Yes, Dead of War. And I think we've talked about that quite a bit. And it's just all the mythology behind it. Very, very interesting. And it kind of teaches you a bit, as long as you're into a little bit of reading. And then, you know, the gore splitting heads and all that stuff is very primal. So
I'll talk about a tone shift.
Absolutely.
Without putting aside its roots, it's still crazy or action.
Yeah.
It feels like a God of War game, and yet it's so unmistakably matured. Yeah. You know, it's definitely a different character, and somehow they took this vicious, almost like cliche of a protagonist, right? Bloodlusty, like, banging goddesses, like in the games type of thing. And he changes over to this dad who's like struggling with connecting with his son. And there's this whole arch about it. Like, man, what a bold and risky turn that paid off so well.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, as dads ourselves, it was great to see just...
Oh, yeah.
Dad of war ultimate... in there taking care of business.
The ultimate dad simulator. Yeah, that's boy. Right.
And last on my list, certainly there's other ones out there, but this one brought my kids and I together more recently, and it's Super Smash Brothers on the Switch. So nice. We've had a blast playing that for almost, I think it's been a year. And we still play it, and everyone can get together on screen, and we just have a blast doing it. So that's awesome. One game that hooked us together as well. So fun to play, and so long if you do the single player. There's a lot there, and we keep buying characters, so it's a good one.
Yeah, I think as far as like actually something delivering on the hype, it would be worrisome that like people are really highly anticipating this game. Could it possibly live up, and is it going to deliver? And reviews from across the board, everyone just seems so enamored with it. Seems like such a great title. So happy story to see like that. And to see you guys still playing it a year out, that's a really great indication of it.
There's less fighting when there's over, 50 characters and no one has a duplicate. You can all pick your own thing.
Nice. Perfect, man. That's an excellent list. I like that.
Yeah.
So let me call some notable ones. And again, like unfortunately, most of this isn't going to be too much of a surprise. I think it's going to be more interesting to get into other people's lists. But I remiss not to mention, so Hearthstone... Yeah. Of course, like I'm fully out of it now, and I have no intention of going back in. I think it's kind of got even a bit more complicated than it was.
Okay.
But even still, as a really fun to play property, like generally free to play. Like, I mean, if you're really going to be competitive, you got to pay. But there's a lot of free, there's a lot of fun to be had with some free decks you can put together. So it's accessibility as far as one account across every device possible. And hold on, sorry, that's dumb to say. PC and mobile, I should say. So gaming on the go as well as PC,
right?
And Mac, iPad, whatever else you want. Like it was just fantastic. Like a really fun little game, incredibly well polished. There's some conversation to be had about its monetization and some qualities of it, but ultimately just really great. That'll stick with me. I don't ever plan to play it again.
No, that's it. Yeah,
I'm happy it came out. I'm happy with what it did, and that was really a great time. No Man's Sky.
Oh yeah, of course. That's
just like said. I was one of the ones I was a defender of it. It came out. Yep. It was certainly. It's hard to say. I could appreciate how people thought it was unpolished or underdeveloped. Right, it seemed like some things were missing. For myself, I adored it. Like right from the get go when it first came out, like I really just tore into it. Loved the game. The only game I kind of stayed up for to play the night it was released. And just adored it. And I've put in a lot of hours to it. Never beat it.
No.
I have started two or three times. And especially with like VR, the most recent thing. And again, if you talk about a happy story of a decade, and I think in fact they just won a Steam Award or a gaming award recently.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
That kind of cemented their commitment to the game or like most improved game, whatever it would be. But they've kept doing like four massive updates, VR, it was just stunning. And I think the ambition of the project has kind of been realized and it seems like they're going to keep doing it. So that was a cool story for me. Nice. Elite Dangerous, another space sim in the kind of same vein.
Yeah.
But another one that just like really sucked me in with the size and scale and scope of it, like the feeling of it, the audio, like all those tiny little details and very much its openness in the sense that what do you want to do? Want to be a pirate? Right. Do you want to smuggle? Do you want to be a cargo carrier? Do you want to fight? Here's some space. Like, have at
it. Come get lost in space.
Yeah, so that was just stunning. Like, that was an absolute blast to play. You hit Mass Effect, and honestly, when those ones all come, like, Bastion.
Oh, yeah, Bastion, okay,
Because that one, like, the end, one of the greatest endings I'd gone through, I think, honestly, with, I can't... I'm trying to think about spoiling it, but it's such an old game.
Yeah, it's been out for quite a while.
But this is such an emotional. The music was absolutely stunning. It had inspired me to get into voice acting, like the because just how amazing the voice acting was from the main character doing the dialogue of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I had wanted that, prompted me to go and take voice lessons and get some voice acting gigs. An amazing emotional ending, which is such a great twist to it. Adored it. Just thought it was like such an amazing thing. I was so happy that it existed. Nice. And in kind of a smaller studio, so that was cool to see.
Yeah. It's on mobile too, I think, now, right? Like, everything's...
Oh, is it? That'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's on mobile as well.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd love to see that. And yeah, I think otherwise just the PSVR. Like, I was so happy that it came out. I was a day one purchaser for that as well.
I was happy that you had it too.
Yeah. But Valkyrie,
yes.
The Heist, which came from like the PlayStation's, like core set of games that came with it as demos. Yep. Like, they were all just such fun. Like Ocean Descent, we saw tons of videos of like grandmas and everything going down into the depths and seeing stuff. The Racing Sims, Rocky, the boxing game that was there. Like Beat Saber, which thankfully came to it. So the accessibility of it, the ease of it, the fun of it, how well it works, like it, what an amazing time to be alive type of moment in having that system. So to have that come out and be able to hop in the cockpit of a car and just like rip around the track was just so cool. That's definitely one of the greatest moments for me in gaming wise in this decade.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, because I picked up quite a few games for that, because you get lost in those worlds. And again, seeing ads for them, there's no way it kind of sells you on the experience. I remember seeing Skyrim for it. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me, right? And then you go into it. I bought it off some sale on Vim late at night. I'm like, why not? And then you get in there and you're like, man, they could not do this any better. I don't care about the old graphics. You get totally over that. You're in this environment. It's just a huge game changer for a lot of experiences. So if you haven't tried VR, and any, like, now it's becoming a little bit more popular, try it out. I implore you, as a gamer, it is one thing to experience.
Yeah. That's what definitely sold. I mean, we could probably find the episode where I'd come back from the demo deciding that I was going to definitely purchase it. Like, I'd gone to a GameStop where they had it set up, and I'd played Valkyrie.
Yes.
The Space Fighter, which to this day still holds up. That is such a good game.
Absolutely. That's so fun. I sold me on the same one, Valkyrie, and it was one of those pop-up shops by PlayStation in the mall. Stopped through that, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. They wanted to sell me on like some other experience. I'm like, no, Ocean Descent. I want to pop myself in a sci-fi cockpit and fire off into space. So yeah, no, totally.
That's one of the great stories of our little decade there, where you had your purchasing of the PSVR was hilarious. You want to give us a quick recount of that story? Because that was too perfect.
So, well, you lent me yours, right? And I made a little video on how I didn't want to part with it, because I did have to give it back. And that was a sad day for me. But then I had these videos of trying it with my father-in-law too. And I won a contest from it. That photo won a contest, and they gave me a whole bunch of prize stuff that I went to EB Games with and got the PSVR for it. Like, I traded the stuff and got it home, and it was just... I didn't want to leave that world.
And well, then you won that. It was a driving, like a very expensive driving, like a driving wheel and like a stick shift and everything, like a borderline professional one.
Yeah.
You tried it, like, oh, that's fun. And then you traded it for a PSP. All right, it's so perfect.
I wasn't
so triumphant.
Yeah, I know. Found somebody for that and got right into VR, that's for sure.
That was too
perfect. It was worth it, Trevor. It was totally worth it.
Oh, every time. All right, so let's hop over to some lists really quick. And, you know, we'd be remiss without mentioning.
Oh, God.
This is only, if you can believe, this is only like, we've been doing this podcast for coming up around 5 years.
One decade. Oh, half decade.
And this is only, apparently, so Jeff used to record on a potato.
I think so, yeah. In some sort of, I'm not imprisoned, I swear. It's not like, help me. But yeah, man.
Yeah. Whoa. We're talking about Hearthstone, because of course we are.
Yeah. See, it lives on.
I would have been like knee deep in it this time. we had our fellow gaming dad, Gavin, who was with us there for the first couple seasons of the show. So you can find one of you.
Oh, there you go. Look at there the spectacles. There you go.
No microphones. I think we're all using just the
whatever the we headsets.
Oh, it'd be rough. So,
hey, look, a 3-month-old. Look at, remember those days? Those are a blur to me. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, 3 months, right? Because that would have been my first son, 3 months old.
Yeah.
Oh, life was so grand. All right, let's get into the list. So what we've found is we have Polygon's list of the, So they did 100 best of the decade. I'm actually kind of curious. I'll probably go back and read the rest of the article. Yeah. This one in particular is just 10-1. I then have the Metacritic list, which these are the highest scoring games of the 2010s. That'd be cool to see. Yeah. And then I have a forum post I found on IGN, which some good, a couple posts about what are your favorite 10. So just people, like normal gamers. So from Polygon, 10, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Hard to deny it. That was such a... Such a force. Like a gaming force. Well, yeah, that changed the face of everything.
With all their in-game events and what they've pulled off is actually quite astounding. They're the ones that change up their game without even, you know, bothering what the community kind of thinks. Like, they'll just wipe the map and do something different. Hmm. So, yeah, no, I get keeping that one.
Yeah, but it was biggest thing, like, it was a... Yeah, it's probably about the biggest story in gaming, honestly, for the decade, just the size of it. It dwarfed everything else and changed the industry, right? Because everybody kind of rushed to do battle.
Oh, for sure.
Battle Royales, like, so yeah, like, of course, Fortnite.
Yep. I get that.
There you go, Witcher.
Yes,
so looks like Jeff is a professional. Man, that guy looks gruesome. We're looking at a photo of a screen cap, and the guy looks, that's a rough-looking dude.
That is.
All right, so we got
that. That's good to see.
Oh, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. Nothing I would play right now. As a dad, no way.
That, totally understood it, though. So from a dad's perspective, never.
Never.
Dad's not got time for that.
Nope.
But as a event, for sure. Like, again, that's another type of game that just really changed the landscape.
Oh, yeah, for gaming. Sure. It's its own genre now, right? It's a soul genre. That's
Dark Souls-like.
Yep.
Because and in fact, they mentioned it down here, too, because they have Bloodborne and Sekiro. Shout out to that twice. PT.
Oh, God, that game scared the pants off me.
Did you play it when it actually came out?
Yeah, I did. I actually deleted it. You know how you're not supposed to because you'll never get it back? They took it down.
Yeah.
I had to because there's no way I'm going back in there. It is terrifying. Hideo Kojima, oh, my God. And I think Guillermo del Toro or whatever that director's name, they can put out some horror with just a simple, like, loop of psychological stuff that's happening to you. Man, that was a big demo. And again, just a demo.
Yeah, I almost want to see the... I should watch somebody do a playthrough because I never got opportunity.
Yes. I think Angry Gamer. I'll send you a link. They are terrified. Okay.
Well, I think that almost ruined it because they'd be just like yucking it up the whole time. We'll see. League of Legends.
Okay, yep.
Interesting, but for sure. Like, I mean, like this, it's making millionaires of... 16-year-olds, like it, as far as the pro scene, and again, as on a free game too, which is wild.
Yeah, but Twitch absolutely.
And esports, like the, its impact on the gaming world is certainly felt. So, League of Legends, that'd be well placed. Pokemon Go, I can't believe we didn't think about that.
I should have put that one. Yes, absolutely. God, those are some of the best moments of my life going around with Pokemon Go. I'm serious, like. Right now, we're talking World War III in the news. This was world peace. This was as close as we got. It was Pokemon Go. Everybody was playing it, and everyone was happy.
Just imagine every park was just filled with eight to 40-year-olds stumbling around, like chasing Pokemon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that was fun.
So good. It was so good.
Oh, I got, I walked so many. And the best part, too, is like at that time, like with... One of the kids was definitely in a carrier, and that's how I got them to sleep. So I was kind of forced to walk all the time.
Yeah.
So I was out there all the time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was great. So I had my kids sleeping on my chest. I'm walking around catching Pokemon. Yeah. Like it's the absolutely. Closest to world peace we've ever been. Great ad. Yep, I can't believe neither of us pulled it.
I can't. Oh.
Kentucky Route Zero. Okay.
I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, I never really played that one, unfortunately.
The driving sim.
We're going to have to call the dad mulligan on this one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, that's in the top 10, eh? Wow.
Certainly heard it. I certainly heard about it, but I just never kind of got into it. Hmm. So, interesting. Spelunky? Yes. Okay.
Yes, that's a good one, yeah.
I played a little bit, never really got into it, but those who got into it got real deep. and it seems super interesting. So again, it was kind of cool to see such acclaim heaped upon a somewhat smaller title. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
There we go. Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Zelda, yep.
Well deserved. Very much.
Yep.
Excellent game. Cannot stand the stamina or the... stamina I can get behind, except for the
stamina
running.
Stamina makes sense in the world, because you can try to do everything as long as you have the stamina for it. I get it. Mm-hmm. But the breakable weapons, no thanks.
I searched a couple times for cheats, so I could turn it off.
Oh, wow, you went that far, eh?
Whoa. Oh, I hate it. It's just so dumb. Like, I can kind of get it, but I just, again, don't have time for this. This is a good sword. I need to kill things. Leave me alone.
I get you. And if you're going to make a breakable sword, make me have unlimited inventory. Like, let me pick up everything.
Man.
Anything and everything is mine. But yeah, that's the only one gripe I had with that game. It is a great story if you kind of get into it. But I found that if you put it down and then pick it back up, you're kind of confused as where to go and what to do. Like, so as a dad life, you just have to kind of keep trucking along. But no, yeah, I could see that. Number two.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild, stunning. And number one, Minecraft.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I think deservedly so.
I missed that boat.
What's that?
I think it just came in. I missed that boat on Minecraft. So,
yeah.
But I can totally see why.
Oh, just the expanse of it, the size of it, it's much like Fortnite. Like, it just was the gaming conversation, right?
Yeah.
And like the kind of sweetness of it, like, it's just a sweet little game that goes through, right? Like, it's not violent or predatory or overly loud or bombastic. Like, it's just this kind of subtle, quiet experience of, and then you're crafting and you're putting things together. It's Lego in many ways, right?
Yeah,
like, you're just stacking and building and unleashing people. Like, what I loved was hearing some dads tell us stories about their kids where we had this LAN party and I brought over like 10 kids and they were all playing Minecraft on a server. It's like, man, that sounds so fun. That's awesome.
It does, Well, that's one for sure. That's a powerhouse. And again, no in-app purchases or anything. I think they kept the same price forever. For sure. I can see that.
Stunning. Okay, so from Metacritic, we're going to try to blast through this just to be careful on time.
Yeah. Top.
So Final Fantasy Shadowbringers, so that's the MMO.
Oh, yeah, okay. I would love to get into that.
Yeah.
Don't know the time commitment.
I'd say watch some playthroughs. It's a bit much because I was watching a friend play it, and it's just really hard to understand what the heck is going on.
Okay.
Like, for somebody who maybe... If you're into MMOs, it could certainly be your bag. But if for a guy like myself who's not, it's really hard to understand what the heck is happening.
I don't think I have the time commitment to squat up. Yeah. No, sorry, I'm busy tonight.
So Horizon 3, Bayonetta, Overwatch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch, that sure. That's a good one.
Especially with their competitive league and kind of what's that doing to popularize the kind of... make it more of a sports type event. That's cool.
Yep.
Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, really?
That was the beginning of the decade. That just snuck in there. Witcher 3 would show up here too. Witcher 3 shows up again. Woo! Ico and Shadow of the Colossus Collection. Yeah, that's kind of a cheat. Mario Kart 8. Yeah. Xenoblade.
Yes.
To what, Mario Kart?
Yes,
man, Mario how did you Kart, not yeah, mention that, Mario Kart?
I don't know. That is one that has permeated all gaming. It just, that's the go-to for parties. Mario Kart.
And kids.
Yes.
Okay, Xenoblade. Journey. Man, where were you on Journey?
Journey. Yes, my son played that, and he went through with an internet friend. Just some rando, because you can't really talk. So it was safe enough for him.
I really got to try to spend a weekend playing that, because before, like, it dies and you can't connect with anybody.
Yeah, it'll only take you, honestly, like 2 hours, and then you're over. You're done. It's not a very long game.
I should give that a shot. Super Smash Brothers, Divinity, Original Sin.
Yes, that's a good one.
Fire Emblem Awakening, Undertale. Hey, that's nice.
Oh, okay, yep. That's a good one.
I want to give that one a shot. Witcher 3 shows up again. Oh, because the last one's the DLC. Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Hey, Street Fighter 4, actually. Hold on. So that's not even the latest one.
You were supposed to be Grandmaster by that time. Come on.
So I'm trying to be... the goal is to become silver.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'll try.
Next decade. By 2030. By the next
2030.
Show.
Check back, folks. Okay, right. Celeste. Heard amazing things for. Yep, have not touched it.
Great one.
Bloodborne, Uncharted 3, cover that. God of War 3, interesting.
Oh, the old one.
That's right at, that's 2010. So that was like...
on the cusp.
Just snuck in.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 4.
Yep, okay.
Inside, interesting. Okay, kind of a nice little indie title. Smash Brothers Ultimate, Uncharted 4, Rock Band 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't include any of the Rock Band stuff. But that was towards the end, of the Rock Band type of stuff.
We used to have Guitar Hero stuff and sold all that plastic for more kids' plastic. So it was great. She kept it.
Zelda Skyward Sword.
Okay.
2011.
Jeez.
So oh just snuck God. In, yeah, right?
So old.
A lot of games, buddy. Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, okay.
Mass Effect 3. Yeah. Persona 5.
Oh, yeah, the great game. I still haven't finished that one. Man, I'm going to get back to that.
Persona 4, Golden.
Well,
the PlayStation Vita. No way.
Whoa, oh my goodness. There is a relic of the past.
Oh, Vita. Poor sir. You never were. Minecraft, StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty. My
Whoa.
Goodness.
Yeah.
2010, Super Mario World 3D. Mario 3D World, Divinity Original Sin 2, Pac-Man Championship Edition, BioShock Infinite, great ad, excellent.
Oh, okay,
that's cool.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about any of the BioShock stuff, so that's cool. No. Oh, come on, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Released on a 3DS in 2000.
All right.
Yep. Real sneaky. Batman Arkham City, okay, that's surprising. We didn't hit Batman.
Batman was a great one that I spent a fair amount of time with. Beat that. Was it Arkham City or Arkham Asylum? I think it was
City. This was Arkham City in 2011, which was a sequel. So I guess Arkham Asylum was before the decade.
Yeah, wow, I like the city because the free flow. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an excellent game. Love that game. God of War, Portal 2, Red Dead Redemption.
Wow, Portal 2.
Last of Us Remastered, Last of Us. Official Elder Scrolls, Skyrim.
Oh,
so,
Skyrim. Forgot about
I guess technically,
yeah.
That's on the Xbox. I don't know if that's a re-release, but that's just at the beginning of the decade there. Mass Effect 2, all the way. So now, and Frame was kind of like just listening. We're at number 6. So we're getting to the top 5. At 6 is Mass Effect 2. So we're on the money with that.
Yeah.
Super Mario Odyssey.
Okay. It's a good one.
The Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 4, wow. Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's interesting.
On 3. Zelda Breath of the Wild at 2. And the number 1 ranked was Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh,
for the Nintendo Wii.
Wii
2010.
Wii. Jeez.
Boy. Yowza. Really just snuck in. Like what?
I remember getting a Wii on a garage sale. And I'm pretty sure they were just like, my kid is done with this. Just take it. Here's all the controllers, and I got like a whole bunch of games, like some hunting game and stuff. But Mario Galaxy was one of them, the first one, and it is a great game, but it is hard. It is not kid friendly. I don't know.
Yeah, not dad friendly.
I was having trouble.
Yeah, I'm almost tempted because I'll see like the Wii at like Value Village now for like $10.
Yeah,
and it's just almost like, man, I might as well just have it just for history,
just for kicks. Absolutely.
Okay, just to round up everything, let's get some lists from the people. So these are people just saying top 10 games of the decade. So this guy has Super Smash. And I think at this point we'll do a lot of crossover. We'll see what we get. Smash Brothers, Mario Galaxy. This guy's all Nintendo, but that's fine. Super Mario Maker. So the two Super Mario Maker games.
Okay.
Excellent choices. I think those are really...
Yeah.
Interesting additions to the gaming landscape, especially on Nintendo. And Cuphead.
Oh, wow. There's a aptitude for pain. That is a hard one to beat. One of my friends recently got that. Yeah. And it's he's a dad into gaming, and Cuphead, he just like, nope. He just put the Joy-Con down and stepped away. There's no way he's doing that.
Just walked away slowly. And the other thing he mentioned here too is he didn't add it in, but Shovel Knight.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. Yep.
Yeah, again, that's one I'm happy exists. I don't know that it really put on top 10 of anything. Okay, so I'm only going to mention anything that's kind of interesting for these people's list. Left 4 Dead 2.
Wow, that seems so long ago.
Yeah, that seems way before the decade, so that's like interesting.
Really long ago, yeah.
Yeah. Splatoon.
Okay, yeah. Still have to get that one.
Until Dawn.
Okay.
Which, I think, questionable choice, if I'm honest, but, like, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Detroit Becoming Human, and again, I don't know that... I'd necessarily agree with that, but that's choices, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Here we go. Spider-Man. Okay, there we go. From 2018, the most recent
release. That's a good one. Yep.
That was excellent. That was absolutely another great story to see.
Well-polished.
Fun, well-reviewed. Yeah, yeah. Ori and the Blind Forest. I'm cool to see that. I can't speak to it. That's one that I so badly want to play. That's on the list.
Yeah. Get the demo for the Switch. It is gorgeous. Fantastic. Yeah.
Great list. All right. Red Dead Redemption 2, we saw that again.
Standout ones that are totally different.
Hollow Knight.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Again, not one I'd ever played with, but again, you see the recommendations and the accolades for it, so it seems like something being quite interesting to see. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see. Well, some of these, I just like, to be honest, I'm not going to agree with this. It's like King of Fighters. Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3 is like,
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 6, like,
really into fighters and racing.
Yeah. Dirt Rally, that was great, especially on
VR is great.
VR. That's absolutely so cool.
Not top of the wild. Like, not top of the decade.
Yeah. Yeah, not really. So, Resident Evil VR, that especially was cool to see.
Interesting, yes.
Top of the list, I'm not so sure. Super happy it exists, especially as almost like a tech demo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I'm going to move past this guy. Skyrim. Yeah, I got you there. Fallout New Vegas. Man, was that during our time?
Whoa, that was. That's like it? Probably like 2012.
2010. October 19th, 2010. My God.
Start that decade out right. There you go. You're still
chalk
playing
it up. I guess it was, Fallout 4, right?
Yeah, no, I know, yeah.
That's interesting that hasn't been mentioned as often, because that was received well at the time. Maybe it's kind of lost some sheen.
As a personal note on Fallout New Vegas, I think we were on another review part with another friend, with Jeremy, and we were reviewing that one.
And I
remember getting I had a mail away for the CD. That's how long ago that was. It was like some like gaming rental service.
That's right.
Yeah.
That would have been the best. Right, the old review site. Jeez,
that was long time ago.
Remember discs? Nothing too interesting here. Hold on. So we got, like I said, I think I'm just going to try to see if there's any kind of really interesting ones to pick up. Travis Strikes Again. Undertale, I think that was mentioned. Bayonetta. Yeah, I think it's kind of like a taste thing. Last Guardian, not really. Like, I'm glad they released and it was as good as it was, but I don't think it's the top of anything.
No.
Transistor, no, not really. I hate to pass judgment, but I just mean, I think there's some things that you can universally say, even if you didn't like it, I'm happy this thing existed.
Yeah.
And I think that might overblow some of it. So Destiny.
Oh, Destiny, yeah.
Right, Destiny and Destiny 2. Like, I think those would both be... Destiny 2 definitely had some rough spots, but where they've come around recently, especially, was... And I adored my time with it. And original Destiny, of course, like, that was, like, massively popular with people by the end. It should be... Titanfall? It's kind of like the success that never was.
yeah, it's a cult hit, so I wouldn't call it top of the decade, but... Teach his own.
Seeing Witcher 3. Let's see if we can maybe pick up one or two more. Hold on.
Battlefield.
Yeah. People love it. I adore it. I'm glad it exists type of thing. Okay. Monster Hunter World. Doom. Oh my God. How did we miss Doom?
Wow. That was... God, I don't know Doom why. Like... It just seems like flash in the pan for me. Like, it came out. It was great. And then... And I stopped thinking about it.
Hold on. Borderlands 2 was in that timeline? Released it. Yeah, 2002. My God, how could I not mention Borderlands? Because, of course, it was like Borderlands 2 and 3. Borderlands 3 being like the only new game I've played this year against dad time. And God, like absolutely adorable. And that, and also the pre-sequel. So for myself, damn. Jeez, I can't believe I got this almost out of the episode without mentioning Borderlands. So Borderlands 2, Borderlands the pre-sequel, and then Borderlands 3.
Wow.
Damn, like all so much Borderlands I adored.
Do you know which
good
one
decade that, for Borderlands.
That reminded me of, for some reason, was Dead Space. Dead Space 2 is launching that decade, and I love
my God,
that game.
Dead Space. Yeah. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Not the, yeah, Dead Space 2. The original was great because it was such like a new take on like the alien kind of esque, but Dead Space 2, yeah, I love too.
Mm-hmm. Dead Space 2 is fantastic.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, it was the most polished version without going too far. And then 3, as I understand,
three
it was kind of a,
it was co-op and stuff. And you're like, man,
kind of ruins the point.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like ending on that note. So Borderlands and Doom and and Dead Space. Those are excellent ones to end. I don't want to, don't think we can do better to top it from that. Go out on a high note, folks. Those are great.
Right.
Oh, yeah, what a great game for... It's like closing thoughts. Like, so, like we start... It's a transition between PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4, Xbox 360 to Xbox One. You know, what's your kind of thoughts on a decade from how we've arrived here for gaming? Like, what's the... Yeah, like if you had to try to summarize it, like what would you be your kind of closing thoughts on it?
I think a lot of, like, there's so many more, I guess so many more opportunities for a lot of gamers to get into things. Like, there's a lot of more indie title presence, so a lot more original storytelling is coming into the fray. Like, there is being well-supported by the major publishers, so that's great to see. And then, like, everything seems to be pushed, like, into, like, plus infinity. Everything is more well polished. The stories are usually well written, and they've hired a ton of more people to, you know, check the quality on it, support their games, and push it further. And now you're coming out with like these great experiences, and not to mention like things like VR coming in. It's changed so much since I remember on the PS3 where I had like a 40 gig hard drive, and now we're up to at least a terabyte with an expandable hard drive, thinking that everything is digital now. Like, I'm not even buying discs because I don't even want to bother. So I can see like the digital libraries kind of taking hold, and the backwards compatibility of it hopefully staying true for years to come with new consoles and stuff. But the experience alone from 10 years ago to now, I think it's a great time for gaming. And sometimes you don't stop to think that what you're playing now is kind of like, you'll look back on it and be like, wow, that game really set some good memories with me. So I think it's the industry is kind of more out there as well. And especially with Netflix picking up gaming things like The Witcher, like we mentioned, it's becoming kind of more apparent across all media that it's not just gaming. And even with KDA and the Dota, is it Dota or is the other one? What's the other online one?
League of Legends?
League of Legends, sorry. Where they came out with their own music group and pushed their own music, and it kind of made had millions of viewers and followings. So I think we're checking all mediums with gaming. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see what happens a decade from now, what we're going to be doing. We're going to be Ready Player One. We're going to be jumping into games, living them, breathing them, smelling them, and being lost in our own imaginations. So it's been quite a time.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of the hope for it. I'm very hopeful because I think there was some excesses that happened in this decade where we really saw the extremes of microtransactions.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep.
But to a point, though, where it really feels like, I mean, EA launched that recent Star Wars game, and it was just a really great Star Wars game. Like the last one, the Battlefront, but
Fallen Order, I think it was.
Yeah, or Lost Order, whatever that one is. Like, it released it, no microtransactions, just a really great Star Wars game. And to see that in contrast to what happened with Battlefront, and that like just, sorry, Star Wars Battlefront from EA. And just their gross monetization of that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that kind of summarizes it well. Like, I think learned the limits of it. People became very aware of it, right? To the point where this game doesn't have microtransactions is actually a plus for why you would purchase this game.
Yeah.
Buy this game because there's no microtransaction. Like, that's how farther it went. So I think there's been enough put. There was a, they went too far. There was an education. There was a pushback. And I think we've kind of, it's part of the mix now that there needs to be certain reasonable implementations of it that can't really ruin experience. So
yeah,
for that reason, I'm kind of hopeful for it with, like, you know, with this newfound awareness and expectation for it, hopefully things like keep getting really better. Plus the technology, VR, new systems coming out in 2020. PS5 is 2020, right?
It is holiday, supposedly. Oh, it's got boy. A game for it. It was shown. It's so got save one. Your money.
We did. Instead of saving, the VR is going to be much better.
All over again.
It's a new decade all over again. Yeah. Oh, what a great game, decade of games, and so much better stuff to come, including more of this show, and hopefully on a regular schedule as we get back to school and regular type of stuff, and as these dads continue onwards in our gaming lives. Well, thank you so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on all the major networks, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us on social at Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at New Dad Gaming. I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have your own list, if you have any things you'd like us to give a shout out for, we'd adore to hear from it. And otherwise, really would appreciate a like, a subscribe, a comment, and passing along to any of their new dad who games. Until next time, my name is Trevor, and it's been a great decade. Cheers to the next one. And I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. This is 2020 with a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Well done. Kudos. We'll see you next week.
See ya.